From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, February 6th at 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to tell us about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Futures are lower right now. It's one of these kind of days, weeks, I guess we'd say, that you're up one day, you're down the next, you're up 1 hour, you're down the next. Market is extremely jumpy and very vulnerable to any kind of news that's out there. This morning we got reports that Argentina had gotten some pretty decent rains at the outset of the week. Temperatures are high, but looks like they're in line for more rain. In the meantime, the wet area in the north central part of Brazil looks like it could turn a little bit drier. That would help bean harvest that's just now underway to speed up, and also the allowing of the safrinha corn to get planted. So the market's trying to absorb that South American news. At the same time, it seems like news out of Washington is bullish 1 minute and bearish the next, so who knows what's going on there. I think we need to keep in mind the bigger picture. The Bank of England did cut rates, and that they have been cutting their rates ahead of what the U.S. Fed does. So maybe we will see some rate cuts coming back into this market. We've got the March corn futures at 486.5. That's down 6.75. July 502.25. Down 5.25. December 464.75. That's down 3.75. On the soybean side of things, they were up nicely overnight, up 6 to 8 cents easily. Right now, March beans are down 6 cents at 10.51. The Julys are 10.81.5. That's down 5.25. New crop November 10.57.5. Down 5. 10.70 to 10.75 has been a lot of resistance on those November beans. The meal futures are down about $4. Bean oil just down a hair. In Chicago, the March wheat is 5.67. That's down 5.25 since July. On the low, 5.92. That's down 5 cents. We are seeing all the different classes of wheat a little lower this morning. After a rebound yesterday in the cattle and feeder cattle, those are taking a hard hit again this morning. We have seen big declines in profitability for packers. I think we may be at the peak losses that we're seeing right now. We've got April live cattle at $197.57. That's down $3.82. We've got August at $189.15, down $3.07. On the feeder cattle, we've got March feeders at $265.57, down $5.15. We've got May's at $264.15. That's down $4.67. The February live hogs are 20 points lower at $86.45. The back month, some of those are a little bit on the higher side. We did have quite a rebound in the live hogs yesterday. Crude oil futures are up about 31 cents in the March crude at $71.32. The metals markets, gold and silver, copper are lower. That's not a good sign for the economy when we see that copper upended like that. The dollar index, again, stronger. 107.84, that's up 0.39. The dollar index has been all over the board, but watch that real and the dollar index, because the real has been gaining on the dollar. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 24 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 37 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.